Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
The Premier League on OTB.
Young Min Son, who needs Harry Kane when you've got Young Min Son?
Exclusive Premier League live commentaries every Sunday. The very best expert analysis on your phone and for free. Download the OTB Sports app now.
The OTB Brief with Now. Stream every Premier League game live with a Now Sports and Sports Extra membership. Now half price for 3 months.
Good morning, we hope you're well. It is Saturday the 28th of August. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief with Now as we preview today's Premier League action. So can Arsenal earn their first points of the new season? It'll be a tough task away to the champions Manchester City. It's the early match, it kicks off at 12:30 at the Etihad Stadium. Kevin De Bruyne could miss out for City, but Bukayo Saka is set to be fit for Arsenal. Gunners manager Mikel Arteta knows a victory would ease the pressure.
It would be great. It would be a massive lift to go out to Manchester against the champion and get the win. It would change, I think, the narrative a lot. It would help us on the table for sure because we need the points. So that would be the game to take.
The other big game of the day sees Liverpool play Chelsea at Anfield from 5:30. It's a meeting of two German managers, Jurgen Klopp and Thomas Tuchel. Both sides have 100% records so far. Reds defender Andy Robertson's looking to get involved after being sidelined by an ankle problem, while N'Golo Kanté could make his first league start of the season for the visitors. Klopp says that Chelsea will be a handful.
Chelsea obviously in a really good moment, won the Champions League with the last Klopp competition or that club game last season, played an incredible, last half of the season since Thomas was in, really developed in the right direction. So brought now Lukaku in, which doesn't make them worse, obviously. And is a tough opponent. But we are actually not in the worst moment as well. And hopefully we can show that.
There are also five games which kick off at 3. The early pace setters are West Ham, who have scored 8 goals so far and lead the table on goal difference. David Moyes' men welcome Crystal Palace to the London Stadium. Brighton, with Shane Duffy back in form, host an Everton side that may feature Seamus Coleman. The Seagulls boss Graham Potter feels his team are beginning to click.
The longer you're with each other, the longer you stay together, the longer you're in the coaching process, the more you improve, the more you get to understand each other better. That's probably happened. So I'd say it's time and consistency of doing the same things and trying to improve that has given yourself a chance that the margins turn your favour.
Newcastle United are struggling after 2 defeats and a League Cup exit. Magpies manager Steve Bruce is hoping confidence can be gained by beating Southampton at St James's Park.
Some of the stuff we've played I've been very pleased with. Performances have been decent. We didn't deserve to lose the cup tie in my opinion the other night, unfortunately. We're going to be ultra critical. We didn't take the chances that came our way. We played well in spells at Villa in the first half in particular. We played well at the first half, but we haven't got any points on the board. So with an international break coming up, it'd be nice to get up and running.
Leicester City will hope to recover from the defeat to West Ham in midweek by defeating a Norwich side that has scored none and conceded 8 so far. Foxes boss Brendan Rodgers believes the players can take a little bit of time to get into their stride after the summer break.
I just think it takes you a few games to get up to speed. And of course, when you're down to 10 men for a large part of the last game, then of course it becomes that little bit more difficult. But that's something where I think all players at this stage of the season and the clubs, they're edging towards their full fitness.
And Aston Villa welcome newly promoted Brentford to Villa Park. Villa boss Dean Smith, once a manager of the Bees, is hoping for back-to-back victories 7 days after they put Newcastle to the sword.
A moment of brilliance from Danny Ings, lifted the whole place and took us on to get the victory. And I think we deserved it in the end, but it was only an okay performance. The players know that, and they know that we've got to perform a lot better, and keep progressing as a club.
Don't forget, Off the Ball Saturday is coming up at 1 o'clock today on OTB Sports Radio. You can get that on the OTB Sports app. Download it now for iOS and Android if you haven't already. That is your OTB Brief, previewing today's Premier League action in association with Now. I'm John Duggan, and to see these great games, as well as Lionel Messi's PSG debut tomorrow night, make sure to sign up to the Now Sports and Sports Extra packages.
The OTB Brief with Now. Stream every Premier League game live with a Now Sports and Sports Extra membership. Now, half price for 3 months.